Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, we like to go to our main man from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Ray Fittipaldo. Ray, it's, I guess, a little bit slower news week than we've had in recent weeks, but still, I mean, today the big one was you guys got to talk to Maurkice Pouncey, right?
Yeah, Pouncey was back after missing the past two games while he served his suspension, and glad to be back in the building. And I thought it was interesting. You know, he said he doesn't regret anything he did. He said, you know, maybe, you know, one or two less punches, and you know, maybe it would have, you know, he wouldn't have got suspended at all there. But yeah, I mean, the Steelers talked a lot in the past 2 weeks about his leadership and what he did for that team. I thought it was evident on Sunday when they gave him the game ball. And, I think everyone's excited in that building, in that locker room, to get him back here for the stretch run.
I think one of the things that was stood out to me is he seemed to be really in good spirits.
Yeah, I mean, he accepted his fine. You know, everyone on the team accepted the fine, but, you know, his was big. You know, his was, you know, two game checks. And when you're making a salary that Maurkice makes, that's a big deal. But, I think he's I think everyone on the team has sort of been re-energized by what's taken place this year. I think a lot of people, probably even in that locker room, wouldn't have expected this team to be 7-5 after Ben Roethlisberger went down. So, a lot of those guys, like Pouncey, have been with Ben for a long time. But you know, I think Mason Rudolph, first off, when he came in, I think they gave him a little. He gave him a little bit of a boost, and then when he tailed off, Duck has come on, and you know, he sort of re-energized this team. So I think the older guys like Pouncey are just sort of along for the ride here, and they just want to see, you know, how far they could take this thing.
It was a lot of fun. Watching this team, it's been a lot of fun, Ray. I do the Ramon Foster show on Tuesdays, and one of the things I said to him, and I wonder if you agree with me, is that this team isn't always fun to watch because, you know, they've got limitations, but they seem to be a lot easier to root for.
Yeah, I would probably agree with that. You know, I think there's definitely something to be said for that. Some different personalities in the locker room this year. I think they're, you know, from the fans' perspective, I think it's easier to root for some of these guys as opposed to, you know, at least one person who was here in the past. So, I agree with that. And I think, you know, to your point about, you know, the type of football that's being played now, I think there's something to be said for defensive football. I mean, I think the Steelers, you know, as long as they, you know, don't lay an egg defensively, they're going to be in every single game down the stretch. I don't care if you're playing, you know, Arizona this week or Baltimore the final weekend of the season. That defense is good enough to keep you in games. And I think after what we've seen here, you know, for the last 5 years or so with, you know, the way the offense, the way this team was built around the offense, it's kind of fun and it's kind of different to sort of view football or view the Steelers from a different perspective this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're the team that's sort of the underdog now and, you know, the overachiever. Speaking of which, of all the people that they threw, they've thrown a lot of different guys into these games and things of the such. Are there any that really have surprised you that they've been able to help or whatever as well as or as much as they have?
I mean, just recently, because they've had so many injuries at receiver, like who would have thought Tevin Jones could have come up and, you know, it's not like he's put up great stats, but I thought that one catch that he had, and Mike Tallman singled him out during his news conference on Tuesday, that one catch he had before halftime was huge in the way that game unfolded, because that put them in position to throw that touchdown pass to James Washington. And, you know, Tevin Jones was a practice squad guy all of last season, never got the call up, and he was a practice squad guy for the first 10 or 12 weeks of this season. So, you know, I thought, you know, he's been huge. And, you know, Deion Kane, who was signed off the Colts practice squad, I think we talked about him last week. I think more and more every week, I think they're going to feed him a little bit more. I watched this guy in practice. He's as athletic and he's as fast as any receiver they have on that team. So once they immerse him a little bit more, I think you're going to see big things from him. So, yeah, I think I would say all the receivers who have stepped up here in the wake of these injuries, I've been impressed by, you know, what all those guys have done.
Health-wise, are they getting anybody back for this game?
It doesn't look like it. Juju talked today. It seems like it's going to be weeks for Juju. Connor was out there today, but he was limited again. You know, we'll see what he does Thursday and Friday. But I don't necessarily have a good feeling about Connor either this week. But I suppose there's a chance with him. But, you know, I think it's probably going to be Benny Snow and Jalen Samuels once again on Sunday when they go out to Arizona.
You know, what we've seen from Benny Snell, Ray, I mean, he's getting better every week. I'm actually starting to think that he is a guy that, you know, I don't know that he's a star running back in the NFL, but I do think he's a guy that can be, you know, a 15 to 20 carry guy.
Yeah, I mean, I like what he brings to this offense. I like the fact that he almost never gets tackled for losses. And, you know, we can't say the same about that with James Conner and Jalen Samuels. This year, it seems like every time that he gets the ball, he's moving the pile forward. And I agree with you. I don't know if he's a feature back. I think you'll notice when he tries to get outside, he just doesn't have that extra step to get to the outside and to be a game breaker. But for this offense right now, you know, based on the production that we saw, the limited production we saw from Connor and Samuels in the early part of the season, I think it's hard to argue that, you know, Benny Snell probably is the best suited running back for this offense and for this offensive line right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the key is the offensive line as well. You know, it seems like they're coming together a little bit. And one of the things that may be a sign of that is, you know, Ray, recently it seems like we've seen a lot less of the you know, fan favorite jumbo package 72 is eligible. We haven't seen that nearly as much in the last two games as we had for a while. It probably is a sign that the line, you know, the five guys up front are starting to come together.
Yeah, and they are using a lot of different packages now. I think that has to do, quite frankly, with, you know, where they are with their receivers. And, you know, they went back to a wildcat again last week. I thought, you know, the few carries that Jalen Samuels got, you know, I thought he was productive in his role too. So, yeah, I mean, they're just trying to piece it together every week, Paul. I think every week is going to be a challenge for this offense, but the past 2 weeks have been better for the offensive line. Benny Snell has closed these games out, but I would like to see them, you know, maybe run a little bit better in the first half, get ahead in games so you're not always trying to climb back and erase these early deficits. I don't know how many times they're going to be able to do it. The last five wins, they've trailed in every single one of them. So obviously they have a knack for it. I just don't know if it's a formula for success, you know, over the long haul.
Yeah, I mean, true. And you know, they're doing a lot of different things and all that other stuff. What do you think Devlin Hodges' ceiling is?
His ceiling? I mean, yeah. Listen, he's got limitations. There's a reason that he wasn't drafted. There's a reason that he wasn't signed as an undrafted free agent, you know, after the draft. But there's something about the kid. I mean, he plays with confidence. And as you know, Paul, the quarterback position, it's all about leadership. It's all about confidence. It's all about swag. So he's got that. I don't know if he's ever going to be a full-time NFL starter. I don't think that's probably in his future, but for this team right now, he's obviously doing the job, and I think the Steelers are going to ride him, you know, for all, however, you know, hot and how long, you know, this can go on.
Yeah. Well, Ray, I guess you're going to be going to Arizona this weekend.
Yes, fly out to Arizona. I think it's mid-60s on Sunday afternoon. So I'm guessing it'll be a little bit about 30 degrees warmer than it is going to be here back in Pittsburgh.
Well, enjoy your time there, and I'm sure we'll talk soon.
All right, sounds good, Paul.
All right, that's Ray Fittipaldi.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.